Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls, and of course all mummies and daddies listening tonight. This is your Masjid Quba. Tonight, inshallah, we will have a wonderful bedtime Quran story, a heartwarming story to read and share, inshallah. The story of the Iron Wall. What my Lord has given me is better than any tribute. A long, long time ago, there lived a great king called Dhulqarnain. Allah gifted this very special man with a very big kingdom. Dhulqarnain was loved by everybody. He was listened to by everybody too. He was a good king who hated all kinds of evil and bad things. He was a good king who hated all evils and bad things. The king Dhulqarnain was known far and wide for punishing those who were wicked in their ways and rewarding those who were good. One day the king came across the mountains. The people in this rocky village had heard about his greatness and needed his help. O Dhulqarnain, the people of Yajuj and Majuj attack us. They destroy our homes. They ruined our land. The villagers cried hopelessly. The king listened hard and thought deeply. He was a wise man who wanted to protect the people. So Dhulqarnain decided to build a great wall to keep the villagers safe. But this was not just any wall. This was a grand iron wall. Soon blocks of metal were placed on top of each other. Brass was melted to make sure it would be hard for the people of Yajuj and Majuj to escape. In time, the wall was too high to climb over and too wide to cross. Nobody could dig through it, nor could they destroy it. The wall surrounded the mountain sides, so the villagers finally felt safe. The people of Yajuj and Majuj never troubled the other side again. Dhulqarnain thanked Allah for helping him build such a great wall. He gave the entire credit for his feats to the blessing of Allah. Of the iron wall he had built, he said, "This is a blessing from my Lord, but when my Lord's promise has been fulfilled, he will level it to dust, and the promise of my Lord is true." My Quran prayer. They said, "Our Lord, grant us your special mercy and give us right guidance in our affair." Alhamdulillah, that was a wonderful story. A wonderful story of the king Dhulqarnain. He wanted to be good to the people who did good, and he punished the people who did wrong. So may Allah also give us the ability to understand, that if we will be good, Allah will look after us, inshaAllah. And Dhulqarnain, he saved the people from the evil of Yajuj and Majuj. He built a wall and he helped the people. So may we also help others as well, inshaAllah. So boys and girls, now before we finish tonight, as always, as you already know, we do two things every night, inshaAllah. What are the two things that we do every night? Do you remember? Yes, mashallah. And what else? We thank Allah for everything. We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. And the second thing is that the lovely bedtime dua. Let's pray it loudly. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. And remember to pray the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with your mummy and daddy, and give them a nice big hug. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Join us again on Thursday, and inshallah on Friday. On Thursday is for over 10s, and on Friday, as we all know, is the special bedtime story inshallah at 7 p.m. So inshallah, everyone is requested to listen to the two stories on Thursday and story on Friday inshallah. Jazakallahu khair. Until then, assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.